Men, do you want to be happy? Well, that's a silly question, isn't it? Of course we want to be happy. Within all of us is this deep desire for peace, satisfaction, happiness, and joy. The question is, how can we be happy? How can we pursue happiness? Is it even right to pursue happiness? Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. A lot of times we can think that the Christian life is meant to be one of nothing but seriousness and no fun is ever to be had. We can think that all the fun things in life have been forbidden by God and He has permitted only the boring and beige things of life. And that's what He has for His followers. That's oftentimes the perception that is given off by Christians, which is also one of the reasons we pursue our happiness in what the world defines as happiness or success: prestige, popularity, position, possessions. But when Jesus began His ministry, He began it with a sermon on the blessed or joyful life. In fact, the first book in the book of Psalms begins this way: "Blessed is the man." So the Bible is a book of God's bringing joy and promise into His people's lives. So what does this particular psalm, Psalm 128, have for us as men, as we fulfill our role and responsibility as leaders? Well, in verse 1 it says, "Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways." And one of the primary areas where we want to see the greatest productivity is mentioned in this psalm. It's in our work. The psalm goes on to say, "You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you." Farming and eating the labor of your hands is representative of work. Your work will produce what you need. So when you walk with the Lord, revering Him and pursuing Him, devoted to Him, then He'll make sure to provide for you. He'll take care of you and your family. Now notice what this text does not say. It doesn't say it'll be steak and potatoes every night. The psalmist says that your labor will bear fruit and you will be satisfied and it will be well with you. I want you to notice one thing about this psalm, and that is labor. That the man of God labors. He works hard. He works with excellence. No farmer can expect to eat the fruit of the laziness of his hands. But a farmer has to prepare the soil, sow the seeds, saturate the ground, be mindful of the weather, reap the harvest at the right time. It's back-breaking work. It requires sweat and energy and early mornings and long days. Men, for the most part, should not have any trouble going to sleep at night. But what if you're not a farmer? Well, it doesn't matter. You still work hard. You pour your energy into your work in order to produce, in order to earn your wage. The godly man realizes that God has wired him and equipped him and enabled him to work and to work hard. We live in a day and time when people expect to get paid just for showing up and putting out the bare minimum effort. The best workers, however, in any line of work should be Christian men and women. This is inherent within the creation mandate. God's original pattern for men is work. He has given us a work to accomplish, and that's having dominion over the created world as we spread His glory over the globe. So men, when you rise up early to go to work, work hard. Work with excellence. Work knowing that God has given you the ability to do so. It's part of walking His path. And when this is done, you glorify God. And when you sit down to enjoy the fruit of your hands, there will be a sense of fulfillment, satisfaction, contentment, and joy in the Lord. Today, when you pray, please pray for Brandon Lingle and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the More A Life Word broadcast heard in Burkina Faso and Ghana.